Open your Bibles with me, Genesis 6:3. It came to pass when the men began to multiply on the face of the earth, daughters were born unto them. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and took unto them wives of all they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. The New Living said, He is only flesh. His days shall be 120 years. So, all of the previous generations, Methuselah, Enoch, and you can find them over in the Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. It took a long time for the devil to get their words in place where they could kill themselves by using death words and fear words to express themselves. And that had to stop. So, now, let's go to the 91st Psalm. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty, or Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely, surely, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You'll not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come nigh thee. I'm telling you, that's a tough neighborhood. There's some stuff going on here. Only with your eyes, only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. I wrote out here, like a bad movie. Not coming nigh you. Because you've made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you and keep you in all of your ways. And they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion, and the dragon shall you trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He'll call on me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him. And with long life I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life I will show him my victory. Yes, the whole smear. Glory. My prosperity, my victory, my salvation. Long life. Why? Because we know His name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Now then, I'm going to come down to this. And now, look over here at Isaiah 53. Surely, this is a sure thing, He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Actually, Pat, I'll tell you what, let's read it in this. I could quote that, but I want to do it this way. Surely He hath borne our griefs, sickness, weakness, distresses, carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with His stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. Surely. All right. Matthew 8, 14. And Jesus was come into Peter's house, and he saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand, the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When evening was come, they brought many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's been fulfilled. I said, that's been fulfilled. Now, 1 Peter 2. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. First Peter 2, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, envies, all speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If so you be, have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Unto them which be disobedient, the same stone the builders disallowed, the same is made head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Whew. I don't see how you just sit still. That makes me want to run around the building. Glory to God. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you in darkness into marvelous light, which in times past were a people, but now a people of God, which have not obtained mercy, which had not obtained mercy, but now obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims obtained from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, that you may be, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or as to governors. There you are. It doesn't make any difference what their politics are, for the Lord's sake. For the punishment of evildoers and the praise of them that do well, for it is the will of God that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only the good and the gentle, but also to the froward or the disobedient. For this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongly, for what glory is it if you be buffeted for your faults? You shall take it patiently. But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For we were as sheep going astray, but now you returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. Praise God. I made my case. Not quite. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Because all of that brings this forth. Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law or teachings. Let your heart keep my commandments. Well, we can certainly do that because our commandment is to love one another and to walk in love. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age, continuing till you're 120 years old. These they shall add to you. Let not mercy and kindness shutting out all hatred and selfishness, truth shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding, high esteem in the sight or judgment of God and man. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. A life worth living and a sick life. A bedridden life. That's not the kind of life we're looking for. Turn to the 103rd Psalm. And all of you partner knows it's the psalm that the ministry prays for you every day. And I prayed it this morning just because I was thrilled, it just began to flow out of me just as I walked up to the mirror to shave, and it just rolled out. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, and redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good. You notice things is in italics? He satisfies your mouth with good words, that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's in the book. That's an exceeding precious promise. And I've been taking advantage of that for a long time. Well, yeah, you should start praying it. When you're young, when you're 20, 50's coming, 70's coming, 80's coming, 100's coming. Have you youth renewed every day? Glory to God, like the eagles. Do you know anything about eagles? I've studied them. They have, because they are, of all the birds, they are the best pilots of all. They mate for life. And they have a mating dance that they do in the air. Well, Gloria and I did almost the same thing. I picked her up in a beach crab V-tail bonanza and flew her, but nothing like what these guys can do. They can lock their wings at maximum climb angle. And they just put those big old wings out there at the maximum climb. And then they face the storm. And as the rushing wind faces them, their wings are set to max climb. And it just, with no effort, he doesn't even have to flap. And it just takes him up above the storm. And he has air sacs that he can fly very, 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 very high. And he just sits up there and soars up above that storm. And when the storm is gone, he just has fun. He just, and down he comes. And he renews his youth. He goes up into the mountains as he gets older. And he'll get up in the rocks and beat his beak off. Because it'll get down before it gets so old he can hardly eat. So he beats that beak off there. And he stays up in there. And his feathers renew. And then he has a new beak. And he comes down off that mountain. Listen, that old eagle. Nobody else going to mess with him. Listen, he's old and he's smart. And he's renewed his youth. He has all that experience behind him. And I was watching a documentary about the eagles. And they had some of them, they put little cameras on them to watch them fly. And this one picked up a turtle. And he couldn't do anything with him. So he just held that turtle and went over this rock quarry and just dropped him. And he cracked him open and he landed. And I was at our prayer cabin, and an osprey, which is a fish eagle. Well, and we have a pond right there behind the house. And this one came down. I was just sitting out there on the deck. And this one just swooped down. I saw him. He came down in there, and he picked up this fish like this. Well, now he is really pumping because this thing is really a lot of drag here. And I thought, I wonder what he's going to do with that fish. So he did this and raised his gear. He slipstreamed that fish and raised his gear up and went out of there he went. Hallelujah. They did a survey on college campuses. Do you believe God understands radar? You'd be surprised how many of them said no. Do you know how they invented radar? From a bat. Because a bat's blind. But yet he can fly around in a room and, man, he doesn't miss. He sends out these little waves and they bounce off of the bug and comes back. That's radar. That's the God that's healing your body right now. Are you ready to pray the prayer of faith? Well, then why don't you stand to your feet right now, and all of you watching online, you do the same. Let me tell you this. Brother Hagin would say, plug in with faith. Now, let me tell you about it. Make an effort. Do something you couldn't do before. And Brother Roberts would call it a point of contact. And so he said, you move something. If you just move your little finger, then you just move it in faith. So we were in the tent, and this young girl and this family, I'm glad to say, was a black family. And precious, they had this old wheelchair. This is the one when I take communion, this is the one I see. It just pops into my mind just like she did right then. And they had a 2x8 strapped to this board. And this wheelchair, and she was laying there like this. She couldn't move anything but her eyes. She was moving. 9 years old. She said, Mama, get me out of this thing. I'm healed. She said, Mama, unstrap me. I'm telling you, I'm healed. She's doing this. And they unstrapped her. You know how fast a 9-year-old girl could run. I mean, she took off and her mother right behind her, and they were shouting and glorifying God. Hallelujah. She didn't move anything but her eyes. Hallelujah. If you couldn't move your shoulder after we pray this. Glory to God. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. And I want you to, with a loud voice, I want you to lift your hands, glory to God, and follow me. I have been made alive in Christ. He was raised up from the dead. I was raised up with Him. I am seated with Him in heavenly places. I have received His resurrection life. Resurrection life is energizing my spirit, my soul, and my body. Resurrection life is working in my body right now. I'm getting stronger every day. My eyes are seeing clearer. My ears are hearing better. My mind is functioning stronger. My bones, my organs, my nerves, my ligaments, my joints, my heart, my lungs, my brain, my blood is being supercharged with the resurrection life of God. No disease can touch me. No sickness can enter my body. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The same Spirit that defeated death, defeated hell, defeated the grave, is in me now. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is in me. Resurrection life is making alive my mortal flesh. Resurrection life of Jesus is made manifest in my body. Jesus is alive. And so am I. Well, give Him a shout, glory to God.
My name is Maria Isagirre, and I'm from Dalton, Georgia. I have been praying for my shoulders and my back, and my knees were bothering me, and I just asking the Lord to heal me. You know, I always pray to heal me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And I just felt warmth in my shoulder and then on my back. And then just, it was a beautiful feeling, just warmth. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit healing me.
When she came, she had tremendous pain in her shoulders and in her back, and she wasn't able to lift her hands and praise the Lord. But then she began to make the decrees and felt a warmth come over her body. And now
I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus.
No pain or anything?
No. I felt warmth all over my body because I prayed to be healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. So I just want to praise Jesus.
Yes, that's significant. Praise God. Thank you, Maria.
I just want to say, just keep on praying and believe God will heal you. Like I said, there's nothing impossible for our Lord and Savior. He will heal you. All you got to do is believe and receive, and He heals you.
In a world where sickness surrounds us, every steadfast believer can know with confidence that they can live protected from whatever is out there and live in vibrant health. In the audio series, God Wants You Well, Gloria Copeland takes you through the scriptures, illuminating the essence of God's desire to heal and restore you to divine health. This series outlines a truth for every believer. Healing is not a distant dream. On the cross, Jesus carried the weight of your pain and discomfort, securing your healing with profound sacrifice. Picture this. God envisions you thriving in your spirit, mind, and body, resulting in you flourishing at home, excelling professionally, channeling creativity, nurturing relationships, and pursuing dreams with newfound vigor. Whether you've studied the Bible's healing promises for years or are just beginning, this message will strengthen your faith. Brace yourself for a transformation. See your faith fortified and sharpened. Now is the moment to resolve any doubts. God wants you well. In Gloria Copeland's powerful series, God Wants You Well, she explores the Word of God concerning your healing. God's nature is to heal you so you can live in divine health. Receive your free CD series when you visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. In Psalm 91:16, God said, with long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. God wants you to enjoy a long life, a life that is worthy to live. Praise the name. This is why he is giving you the promises of his word that guarantees healing as your covenant right. As you fill your mouth with God's healing promises, you release his life-giving words that will bring divine health to your body. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you that will renew your mind to the absolute truth that healing is God's will for you. It's called God Wants You Well. Follow Gloria Copeland in this teaching and discover that it is truly God's desire for you to live healed and whole every single day. Build your faith by hearing God's promises for your healing. Speak words of life over your body and receive the divine health God wants you to enjoy. To request your free copy of this teaching, go to kcm.org. But before we go, I want to pray for you. Father, I receive the resurrection life that you used to raise Jesus from the dead, quickening our flesh and making it alive in you. This life, by the power of your Holy Spirit, is our guaranteed sealed unto the manifestation of our redemption as your purchased possession. To this end, we praise you and we exalt your name. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.